哈利路亚，感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, thank God for His grace.
看顾大家平安。
To look after every one of us tonight.
让我们今天在这边聚集敬拜神。
So we can gather here to worship Him.
愿神祝福大家。
May God to look after us and bless us.
我们晚上要互相勉励的题目。
Tonight the topic is a mutual encouragement.
就是说提摩太的典范。
A good example of Timothy.
提摩太在圣经里面记载。
In the Bible it recorded.
使徒行传十六章。
In Acts chapter 16.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
我们看使徒行传十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
十六章第一节
Acts chapter 16 verse 1
保罗来到特批又到路斯德在那里有一个门徒名叫提摩太是信主之犹太妇人的儿子他父亲却是希利尼人路斯德和以哥念的弟兄都称赞他这边记载说这个门徒叫提摩太
Here recorded the disciple here is named Timothy
他父亲是希利尼人
His father is a Greek
就是外邦人
His father is a Gentile
他妈妈就是犹太人
His mother is a Jew
但是这个人这个信徒在当地的教会的都称赞他
However, Timothy was being praised in a local church
就是说他所表现的就是完全是基督徒的行为
That is to say he has a good behavior as a Christian
值得很多人的称赞
His words of praise for many people.
那我们要称赞他什么地方
？So, what are we going to praise him?
从圣经里面我们来查考。
From the Bible, are we going to look into something?
第一点就是说，他从小就明白圣经。
First, he understand the Bible since he was young.
我们看提摩太后书三章十五节。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太后书三章十五节
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15
并且知道你是从小明白圣经这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧就是说提摩太从小就明白圣经了
That is to say that Timothy understand the Bible since he was young
我们教会的信徒现在已经有好几代了
Our Believers today went through several generations.
但是我们的后几代有没有从小就明白圣经
？But is our next generation understand the Bible?
还是只有跟着父母信而已
？Or only they follow their parents?
不明白这个道理是在讲什么
？They don't really understand what is the teachings from the Bible.
所以你要明白这个道理。
So in order to understand the Bible,
就要查考这本圣经啦。
Then we need to study the Bible.
因为这本圣经是生命之册。
Because the Bible is a book of life.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
Let's turn to Thessalonians chapter 2.
294页。
Thessalonians chapter 2.
13节。
Verse 13.
主所爱的弟兄们啊我们本该常为你们感谢神因为他从起初拣选你们又叫你们因信真道又被圣灵感动成为圣洁能以得救这边讲说神拣选我们
Here it talks about God selected us
不是我们拣选神
No we selected God
然后拣选我们以后
And after God selected us
然后要信到真道
Then we need to believe in this truth.
为什么要信真道
Why we need to believe in this truth?
外面一样信这本圣经的教会非常的多了。
There are actually many churches believing the Bible.
有的教会完全都偏离了道理。
In a lot of churches, they are also go astray from the Bible.
所以你所相信的教会能不能得救
？So the church we believe can this church be saved?
你这边记载说你要相信到真道。
Only you believe in the truth and then you can be safe.
然后又要有圣灵。
And then you need to have the Holy Spirit.
接着要做到灵修成为圣洁了。
Then you need to have a spiritual cultivation and be holy.
这样才能够得到得救的地步啊。
And then can be safe.
那这些不是真道从什么时候就开始
?And how about those not believing the truth? When did they start?
不是现在就有了。
It does not happen from
使徒时代。
It happens in the Acts period.
保罗就写信给加拉太加拉太书里面的教会。
And Paul read write a letter to the believer church in Galatia.
我们看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
261页。
Galatians chapter 1 verse
第六节。
Verse 6.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。这边说有人把福音更改了。
He says that there are people change the gospel.
所以使徒时代就有人在更改福音了。
So since in the Acts period there are people change the gospel.
那时候使徒都还活着呢。
During that time, the apostles were still alive.
就有人把基督的福音更改了。
And there are people changed God's teaching.
还有信徒真的去跟从那个福音啊。
And there are also believers and went to follow the gospel.
所以这边第八节就很严重的在这边说明了。
So in the verse 8 here, it written emphasized.
但无论是我们是天上来的若使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同。他就应当被咒诅。
If there is anyone preach a different gospel from us, he should be condemned.
所以你传的福音跟使徒时代传的福音不一样，就应该被咒诅。
If we preach the gospel that is different from those apostles, then should be condemned.
那这种咒诅的福音能不能得救？
And such a condemned gospel can it be saved?
绝对不可能的。
No, possible.
所以我们信仰不是跟着人家信就好了。
So our faith should not follow others.
我们要明白说我所信的是什么是谁。
We need to believe that whom we believe.
就好像使徒行传所记的。
Just like in Acts recorded.
我们看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to Acts 17.
第十节。
Acts 17, verse 10.
弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗跟希拉往庇利亚去，两人到了就进入犹太人的会堂。这地方的人咸以帖撒罗尼迦的人甘心领受做道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这个道是与不是。这边记载庇利亚这边的信徒。
Here recorded the believers in the Pyria.
他们比帖撒罗尼迦的人更聪明了。
They are smarter than those believers in Thessalonica.
甘心领受这个道理。
They're willing to receive this teaching.
不是领受了以后就不去查考了。
Not only they received and then they choose not to follow.
这边来说明说天天查考考察圣经了。
He says that study the Bible every day.
要晓得这个道是与不是了。
To know that whether what they study is truth or not.
有没有能够达到得救的标准？
Can he reach the standard of being saved?
有没有按照真正的意思在分解神的道理？
Did he really analyze God's teaching?
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
十四节
，Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 14。
你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前嘱咐他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的，只能败坏听见的人。十五节，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。这边勉励我们说，我们要按着正义来分解真理的道理。
Encourage us that we need to analyze the teaching in a righteous way.
所以我们相信这个道理不是要得平安而已。
So we not only to believe this truth in order to gain peace.
昨天早上我到一个汽车公司的总经理那边跟他讲话。
I went to a general manager from a car company.
在谈话当中我就知道他是基督徒。
In the conversation, I knew he is a Christian.
然后我也告诉他说我是基督徒。
Then I told him that I'm a Christian too.
他告诉我。
Yeah, he told me.
他每天都做灵修。
He told me that he self cultivate spiritually.
然后用电话跟他的姐姐每天做灵修。
And so he called his sister to do spiritual cultivation.
所以每天都非常的快乐。
So he is very happy every day.
那我就告诉他了。
Then I told him,
做灵修不错了。
It's good to have a spiritual cultivation.
对你的灵性有帮助。
It helps your faith.
但是跟得救有没有关系啊？
However, it really related to the salvation.
所以我就跟他讲了。
So I told him,
要受罪。
It needs to have the effect of being forgiven.
你受的是什么样的洗礼？
What kinds of baptism you receive?
他就告诉我了。
Then he told me.
他说是点水礼啊。
And he told me it's only a drip of water, the ceremony.
我告诉他说，那你们奉水的名在受洗。
Then I asked him in whose name do you carry on the ceremony of baptism?
他就是说我奉父子圣灵的名了。
And he said in the names of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
就是三位一体神啊。
And that is the Trinity.
我就告诉他了。
Then I told him.
你要解决这个罪
in order to solve the problems of sin,
你才能进入天国
and then you can go into heaven.
那你受洗方法错误
and you have a wrong method of baptism.
你的罪没有办法得到赦免
then your sin cannot be forgiven.
你在做怎么样的灵修还是没有用啦
then it doesn't matter what kinds of things you do, it is useless.
我就告诉他了
then I told him.
使徒行传第二章那边就讲了
in Acts chapter 2 it says,
彼得他明白道理以后
Peter understood the teachings.
当时的人就说我们怎么办呢、啊
the people at that time asking him, what shall we do?
因为他们知道他们把主耶稣害死了。
Because they knew they actually put Jesus to death.
彼得告诉他们说你们要悔改了。
Peter told them you need to repent.
难道彼得不是说你们要奉父子圣灵的名受洗
Isn't Peter said that you need to be baptized under the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
但是主耶稣告诉门徒说要奉父子圣灵的名受洗。
But Jesus told the disciples need to be in the names of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to be baptized.
彼得得到圣灵以后
，and after Peter got the Holy Spirit,
就是真理的圣灵
，and that is the Spirit of truth.
他就明白了
，and he understood.
主耶稣钉在十字架上讲的最后一句话。
After Jesus was crucified on the cross, he said the last word.
就是成了
，that is to be completed.
就完成了，就完成了救恩了。
And he completed the salvation.
所以还没有完成救恩之前
，So before the salvation,
主耶稣不敢讲说要奉我的名啊。
Jesus didn't say that in the name of my name to carry out the baptism.
他就是讲说要奉父子圣灵的名。
He said it to in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以彼得他明白道理了。
And after Peter understood the teachings,
今天我们得救是靠着耶稣的名了。
Today, we are saved is because of Jesus' name.
不是靠着耶和华的名啦。
It's not in the name of Jehovah.
神的名就是耶稣啦。
The name of God is Jesus.
所以神赐下耶稣这个名，让我们靠着这个名得救。
So God gave us a name, Jesus.
所以我们要靠这个名来受罪。
So we need to be forgiven under His name.
我也跟他讲到安息日啦。
And I talked to him about the Sabbath.
本来就是守安息日啊。
And it is an obligation for us to keep the Sabbath.
因为天主教更改了。
Because the Catholic changed it.
他完全都不知道。
And he didn't realize it.
然后我讲到要受圣灵。
Then I told him need to receive the Holy Spirit.
他也不知道。
And he didn't really know about it.
他每天都在做灵修。
Every day he was doing self-cultivation.
从诗篇箴言那边里面做灵修了。
From Psalms and Proverbs, he was doing self-cultivation.
他认为这样做就可以得救了。
He thought that under this method he could be saved.
就好像我的祖母一样。
Just like my grandmother.
我祖母以前还没有到真耶稣教会之前。
Before my grandmother came to Jesus Church.
她是非常非常虔诚的基督徒。
She was a very sincere Christian.
早上一定要读很长的圣经。
Every morning he needs to do a long study of the Bible.
他认为每天这样读经就会得救。
She thought that as long as she studied the Bible, she could be saved.
我们知道诗篇119篇。
We knew that in Psalms 119.
总共176节。
They were about 176 verses.
我的祖母把这716节就全部背下来。
My grandmother memorized the total 176 verses.
就是说她很用心的在读经啊。
From this we can understand that she worked very hard on the Bible.
很可惜，跟得救无关啊。
But very pity, it is nothing related to the salvation.
所以我跟她讲说，我们这个信仰就是一定要能够得救最重要。
So I told him the faith, important things about it is needs to be safe.
不是过着心灵快乐的日子就好。
Not only to be happy every day.
难道神赐给我们平安？
And then God give us peace.
我说你信到最后哦，没有多久哦，就浪费很多时间了。
And I told him that at the end of the day, we didn't get saved, and it is a waste of time.
所以我们对神的道理，我们要明白。
So to God's teaching, we need to understand it.
我们不要跟着人家信。
Let's not follow other people's faith.
今天下午我又遇到一个另外一个人。
I met another person this afternoon.
他告诉我说他去到一个教会。
He told me that he went to another church.
在新店那边。
He said near 新店。
然后他哦，非常的刺激快乐。
And he was very excited and happy.
他说说今年他也要去的。
And he told me that he wanted to win, go this year too.
我说为什么快乐啊？
I asked him why you are so happy.
哦，大家唱诗哦，大家在好像摇滚乐一样，很热闹。
Because everyone were seeing him like they are in a concert and it's very full of a lot of happiness.
难道心灵得到释放？
And a lot of pressure are being relieved.
大家在那边摇啊。
And they were shaking their body.
他们教会可能也有用那个 band 啊。就是鼓乐队
，They probably use the band，
就好像现在韩国教会一样
，It's just like the church in Korea。
很多韩国教会都是教会里面都有 band，And
there are a lot of church in Korea has a band。
用这个钢琴哦，太单调了
，Because the thing the piano was too simple。
用那个乐队哦，才刺激好听啦。
To have the band would be more exciting and more happy。
今天我们是要敬拜神啊。
Today, we need to worship God.
不是来教会说我们得到肉体的释放。
Not only to come to the church and to release ourselves only.
得救最重要了。
To be saved is the most important thing.
我跟他讲说，你不要说认为信就得救了。
I told him that not to think that as long as you believe, then you can be saved.
你要多多的查考圣经了。
You need to study a lot of Bible.
就好像哥罗西书那边记载
，just like what is recorded in Colossians，
要用智慧跟把道理丰富存在心里面呐、
啊。To save the teachings with wisdom。
主耶稣跟魔鬼在打仗的时候
，while Jesus was battling with the devil，
他不是直接就赶鬼啦
，he didn't really cast out the devil。
当他肚子饿的时候
，when he was hungry，
魔鬼告诉他啦。
The devil told him,
你如果是神的儿子
if you are the son of God,
你就把石头变成饼来吃吧。
Turn the stone into bread and eat it.
主耶稣用圣经话跟他回答。
Jesus using the teachings of the Bible to reply the devil.
说人活着不是单靠食物啊。
So as a human being, we live not only for food.
是靠神的话啦。
It's we live for based on God's word.
魔鬼又把他带到圣殿的上面。
And the devil bring the Jesus to the top of the temple.
就叫主耶稣说你跳下去啊。
And asking Jesus to jump down.
你会用圣经话来说。
And probably we'll use the words from the Bible.
我也会用圣经的话来说啦。
And Satan probably will say that I will use the word from the Bible.
因为圣经上记着说神会差遣他的使者来扶着你啦。
Because in the Bible it says that God will send his messenger to us.To lift you up.
你跳下去不会死的啦。
As long you can jump down and you will not be died.
主耶稣就告诉他啦。
And Jesus replied, "The devil."
经上记着说啦。
In the Bible, you recorded.
不可试探神主你的神啊。
Not to testing God, your God.
难道魔鬼又带他到高山上去
？And the devil bring Jesus up to the top mountain.
看到世上的荣华富贵。
To see the beauty of the world.
说这些都是在我在掌管的啦。
The Satan told Jesus that this all under him.
你只要跟我下拜。
As long as you worship me,
我这些都交给你了。
I gave everything of this to you.
主耶稣就用圣经话告诉他了。
And Jesus replied to Satan with the words of the Bible.
当拜主你的神啊。
We need to worship the Lord our God.
主耶稣跟魔鬼在打仗，全部都用圣经的话在打仗。
While Jesus fighting with the Satan, he used everything from the Bible.
所以我们今天也要明白神的道理。
So today we need to understand the teachings of God.
圣经的话记在心里面。
To remember the words of the Bible in our heart.
我们不是只有求平安而已啦。
Not only we ask him for the peace from God.
如果我们看一般看书籍的话
If we only look in, into the books,
在外面有一本书叫做荒漠甘泉啊。
There is a book outside, it is a 荒漠甘泉 Chinese.
你如果每天照样读一篇的话
If you read about every day, just read one page.
心灵会得到安慰哦。
And you will feel good in your heart.
你也会得到力量。
And you will gain strength.
像我朋友一样啊。
Just like my friend.
所以我就告诉他了。
So I told him.
今天你信主耶稣。
Today you believe in Jesus Christ.
不是只有要求平安快乐而已啦。
Not only asking for peace and happiness.
你要追求到最后能不能得救最重要了。
The most important thing is that can we be saved at the end of the day?
他每天都是看的他们教会所发表的文章。
Every day he was reading the article from his church.
那些都有帮助，对灵性有帮助，没错。
And of course, those articles help him.
但是我告诉他了。
But I told him.
你有没有在看圣经？
Do you read the Bible every day?
你有没有在查考圣经
？Do you study the Bible?
尤其有关得救方面的，你更要谨慎啊。
Especially those parts related to salvation.
今天的信仰就是这样子。
Today the faith is like this.
我们都明白这本书。
We all understand this book.
但是我们不一定明白里面讲的得救要道。
But it's not necessary for us to understand the important things about salvation from the Bible.
所以这个提摩太从小就明白圣经了。
But Timothy is different. He understands the Bible since he was young.
然后第二点就是说讲到提摩太他是信主的第三代。
And the second point, he talk about Timothy is a third generation believer.
在提摩太后书一章五节那边记载。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
从他的祖母开始到他母亲到他他已经第三代了。
From his grandmother to his mother and to him.
所以他的信仰是跟着他的妈妈跟祖母一起信的。
So his generation was from his mother and from his grandmother.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
14节。
Verse 14.
304页。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14.
但你所学习的所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。这边记载说你所学习的所确信的要存在心里面。
Here talk about what you have learned and have become convinced you need to put in your heart.
就是说你知道是跟谁学的啦。
That is to say whom you learn from.
在前面那边有记载说他是跟着他的母亲跟他的祖母一起信的。
From the earlier part, he talked about he learned from his mother and his grandmother.
我们的信仰也是一样，一代传一代。
Our faith is the same, passed on generation from generation.
我们既然接受到这个得救的福音
，since we receive this salvation,
我们一定要注重说把我们这个信仰传承给后代。
And we need to emphasize to pass on our faith to our next generation.
如果我们查考以后，这个信仰不能得救
，if we study and faith not allow us to be saved,
我相信浪费很多的时间呐、
啊。I think we wasted a lot of time.
我的母亲就告诉我说：“先闪吧，闪一边比较好。
”My mother would probably told me to get away from the church.
我妈妈就正确的告诉我。
But my mom told me exactly.
一定要坚持在真耶稣教会里面。
Need to keep yourself in a true Jesus church.
因为我的祖母也是在真耶稣教会里面。
Because my grandmother she is in the true Jesus church.
我的曾祖母也信了真耶稣教会。
My grandmother she is in true Jesus church too.
所以我在我家庭里面。
So in my family.
到我孙子已经第六代在真耶稣教会里面了。
To my grandson, he is the sixth generation already.
如果这个教会不能得救
，So if this church cannot be saved,
我会先要我的女儿哈，不要浪费时间了。
I will probably first asking my daughter not to waste any time with this church.
但是我知道这个是得救的教会。
But if I understand this is church that can be saved.
所以一定要坚持我的女儿跟孙子，他们一定要在教会里面的。
So I insisted my daughter and my grandson to be in the church.
就好像箴言那边所记载的。
Just like what is recorded in the proverb.
就是教养孩童走当行的道。
Teach our kids to walk on a righteous way.
就是到老也不偏离啦。
So they will not walk astray if they till they old.
我们现在都很尊重小孩啦。
Today we respect our kids.
尤其注重他的功课。
And probably we emphasize a lot on his homework.
信仰以后再讲。
And we can put aside the faith.
但是以后就来不及了。
But later on, we probably will find this is too late.
所以箴言二十三章那边记载。
So in the Proverbs, it recorded something.
不可不管教儿童啦。
We need to chastise our kids.
你可以救他的灵魂，免得下阴间啦。
So we can save his soul, so they will not go into hell.
这记在箴言二十三章十三节啦。
This is recorded in the Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23.
所以圣经勉励我们。
So in the Bible, it encourages us.
不是孩子的功课重要。
The priority is not in their homework.
是他的灵魂重要。
It's their soul.
因为儿女是神所赐的产业了。
Because our kids are actually the possession from God.
要一代传承一代了。
We need to pass it from generation to generation.
就好像亚伯拉罕传给以撒。
Just like Abraham passed to Isaac.
然后再传给雅各。
And then to Jacob.
然后又传到约瑟来了。
And it goes to Joseph.
到摩西的时候的父母也是一样。
And even to Moses, his parents are the same.
希伯来书十一章那边记载了。
In Hebrews chapter 1, it recorded.
就是因着信，一代传承一代。
They pass on generation to generation based on the faith.
所以圣经记载说是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神啊。
So in the Bible it says that it's a God of Abraham, Isaac's God.
神是我们的神啊。
God is our God.
我虽然已经在真耶稣教会第四代，
even though I am the fourth generation in True Jesus Church,
我不能讲说那是我爸爸妈妈的神啊。
I cannot say that that's my parents' God.
我们信主以后，
and after we believe in Jesus,
我们成为神的儿女，
we become His sons and daughters.
神就是我们的神啊。
God is our God.
我们直接跟神的关系是非常的密切的。
Our relationship with God is very intimate.
雅各本来也是一样。
Jacob initially is the same.
他就能说那是他爸爸祖父的神啊。
He thought that the God of his God is actually his father's God.
最后他平安回来的时候怎么讲？
And later on, while he returned peacefully, what did he say?
我们看创世纪四十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 48.
创世纪四十八章。
Genesis chapter 48.
十五节。
Verse 15.
他就给约瑟祝福说，愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。本来他认为是说他祖先的神啊。
Initially, Jacob thought that the God is actually his ancestor's God.
但是最后说一生牧养我直到今日的神啊。
But later on, he says that this is the God taking care of me throughout the whole of my life.
也就是说，把祖先的神当作自己的神了啦。
That is to say that he treated his ancestor God is his God.
耶稣亚带领百姓。
Joshua take along with the Israelites.
进入迦南地。
When they go into the land of Canaan.
他最后对以色列百姓说的勉励。
At the end of the day, he told this Israelite.
我们看耶稣雅记二十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24.
耶稣雅记二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24.
十四节。
Chapter 24, verse 14.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和埃及所侍奉的神除掉。去侍奉耶和华，十五节。
15.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢、啊？是你们所住的这地的亚摩利人的神呢、啊？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。这边耶稣要跟百姓直接摊牌了。
And here's Joshua pretty frankly to Israel.
你们要侍奉什么神？你们就可以自己决定了。
Which God you like to serve and make decision yourself.
如果你们认为侍奉耶和华不好，
if you think that serving Jehovah God is not good,
你们今天就会选择你们所要的了。
Then you can choose the God you want today.
但是至于我嘞，
but for me,
和我家，
in my household,
就是我的家族啦。
That is my entire family.
我们必定侍奉耶和华啦。
We will definitely serve the Lord our God.
我们每一个人就要有这种决心啦。
We need to have such a decision, every one of us.
就是说知道这个教会是得救的教会。
To know that this church is the church that can be saved.
我们家都要全部相信啦。
Our household, we will believe in this church.
第三点，提摩太他做了模范。
And the third point, Timothy set a very good example.
他做了保罗的真儿子。
He was the son of a true son of Paul.
我们看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
297页第一节。
1 Timothy chapter 1.Verse 1.
奉我们救主神和我们的盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣属徒的保罗。第二节，写信给那因信做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠平安，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。这边记载说，他提摩太是保罗的真儿子。
Here recorded Timothy was a true son of Paul.
因为保罗全心全意的来为主做工。
Because Paul worked for the Lord with all his heart and all his might.
他没有结婚呐。
He didn't get married.
但是他把提摩太当作真正的儿子一样。
But he treated Timothy as his true son.
他有什么好的行为让保罗会这么称赞他
？What kinds of good behaviors that worth Paul to praise Timothy so much？
我们看腓立比书。第二章
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2.
十九节
19.
我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得到安慰，因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。别人都求自己的事，不求耶稣基督的事。但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。所以提摩太会成为保罗的真儿子。
Here, we can understand why Timothy can become the true son of Paul.
因为保罗在关心别人的事情的时候
，Because while Paul was caring about others' matter.
提摩太也是一样在挂念别人的事情啦。
Timothy is also caring about other people's interests.
这边记载说，别人都求自己的事情。
He talks about everyone looks out for their own interest.
就是不求耶稣基督的事啦。
But they do not look after the interests of Jesus.
但是这边记载说，提摩太跟保罗一样兴旺福音。
But here recorded that Timothy, same as Paul, they work on the gospel.
跟保罗同劳啦。
He worked as hard as Paul.
前面有讲说同心哦
，and they in the front earlier part talk about they work in one accord.
所以他说提摩太待我像儿子待父亲一样啊。
And that's why he says Timothy treat me as a son treat his father.
所以保罗又差提摩太去兼顾慰问信徒了。
And so later on, Paul sent Timothy to go and look after the believers.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to Thessalonians, First Thessalonians.
290页
First Thessalonians,
第三章
Chapter 3. First Thessalonians, Chapter
3. 第二节
Verse 2.
打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太前去，兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动。因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。第四节
，Four，
我们在你们那里的时候，预先就告诉你们，我们必受患难。以后果然应验了，你们也知道。所以这边保罗就讲说，我们基督徒就跟一样，也会遇到患难。
So here Paul told us as a Christian, just be like them, we will encounter trouble.
这边讲到说我们受患难原是命定的啦。
It says that we will definitely encounter trouble because this was actually said previously.
所以保罗打发提摩太去啦。
So Paul sent Timothy to go in advance.
去兼顾门徒的信心啦。
To strengthen and encourage them.
就是说有神帮助我们不必怕啦。
To tell them that as long as God is with them, they need not be afraid.
提摩太能够达成这个任务了。
Timothy can accomplish this mission.
所以保罗提到提摩太。
So when Paul talk about Timothy,
他们不是随时都在一起。
They are not always together.
他们也有离开的时候。
There are times they were being separated.
但是保罗非常的想念提摩太了。
But Paul miss Timothy a lot.
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。第三节
Verse 3,
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。第四节
Verse 4,
纪念你的眼泪作业，切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。从这个经节就知道保罗有多喜爱提摩太。
And from the verses here, well, we can tell that Paul loved Timothy a lot.
保罗在祈祷的时候不住地想念他了。
His prayer, he meets Timothy a lot.
这边记载说纪念你的眼泪了。
To remember his tears.
然后他昼夜切切地想要见到提摩太。
And day and night he longed to see Timothy.
然后好叫他说我满心快乐了。
And so that he could be happy.
所以他就真正是保罗的亲儿子一样。
And he was just like a post true son.
第四点，提摩太的优点。
Fourth, the good points about Timothy.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
因此我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我所亲爱有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里面怎么行事，在各处各教会中怎么样教导人。这边记载说提摩太是保罗所亲爱有忠心的儿子。
He recorded that Timothy is the loyalty son of Paul.
像保罗一样忠心的为神工作。
Just like Paul, he worked for the Lord, with his loyal heart.
所以保罗才会非常喜欢他。
And that's why, Paul liked, Timothy a lot.
保罗有勉励提摩太哦。
A Paul encouraged Timothy.
就是不要轻忽神的恩赐啦。
Not to overlook God's gift.
那什么恩赐嘞
？What kinds of gift?
我们看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章
First Timothy chapter 4
十四节
Verse 14
你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。十五节，这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在主专心，使众人看出你的长进。这边保罗勉励提摩太啊。
Here Paul encouraged Timothy.
就是不要轻忽所得的恩赐啦。
Do not neglect your gift.
这些都是神赐给你的啦。
Which was given you from God.
然后你要殷勤去做。
And then you need to do this diligently.
所以在前书里面这么说。
So in the first book it said.
在提摩太后书就称赞保罗，称赞提摩太啦。
So in the second Timothy, Paul started to praise.
他是真正的为主在忠心工作啦。
He worked for God diligently.
不但忠心工作
，not only diligently，
他的第五个优点
，he's got a fifth point， good point，
就是为主受苦啦。
Timothy suffered for God，
他不但受洗
he not only been persecuted，
因为他爸爸是外邦人
，because his father was a Gentile，
所以他又要去行割礼啦。
And so he needs to go through circumcision，
所以才能跟保罗出去传福音啦。
And so that he can go out with Paul to preach gospel，
所以他为神所做的工
，so the work he had done for God，
他不会说因为这些工作非常的辛苦
，he will not say that this work are very hard，
然后会感觉不好意思
，and then he will feel uncomfortable，
因为他同心跟保罗一起做工了
，because he worked with Paul in one accord。
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
第八节
Verse 8.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力以我为福音同受苦难。这边说保罗就勉励提摩太为福音要同受苦难。
Here, Paul encouraged Timothy that for the sake of the gospel, they need to suffer a lot.
那提摩太也真正的为神受了很多的苦难。
And so, at the end of the day, Timothy suffered a lot for God.
所以才会得到神的称保罗的称赞呐。
And that's why he gained the praise from Paul.
所以我们今天的信仰
，So our faith today.
我们会遇到很多的状况
，We will encounter a lot of situations.
也会遇到很多的困难
，We will encounter a lot of troubles.
但是我们要互相帮助祷代祷啦。
But we need to help with each other and pray for another.
因为我们所走的路是行走天国路。
Because the way, the path we walk on is the way up to heaven.
不是像一般教会里面说，哎呀，得到平安就好了。
Not like other churches, as long as you gain peace, is good enough.
得到心灵解放就好了。
To have a release in your heart is good enough.
然后他们都不查考圣经。
And then they don't study the Bible.
所以我问了朋友说，你有没有圣经
？So I asked my friend, do you have Bible?
他说有啊。
He said he has,
但是他没有在看圣经。
But he didn't really go and study the Bible.
所以我讲到有关得救方面的事情，他好像都不知道。
So when I talk about the things related to salvation, he seems to know understand it.
他只说希望就做灵修就好了。
He only focuses on self cultivation.
但是我们要明白真道。
But we need to understand the truth.
然后为神来传福音
，and then preach the gospel for God。
所以保罗传道的时候带提摩太同工
，so when Paul during his administration he take along Timothy。
就是因为有我们刚才查考的这几点呐、啊。
It's because that the points we have just studied early on.
因为他有好的名声啊。
Because Timothy has a good reputation.
然后信主到第三代仍旧有信心啊。
And he was a third generation believer and still had faith.
然后成为保罗的真儿子。
And he became the true son of Paul.
让保罗称赞啊。
And Paul praised him a lot.
让保罗欢喜快乐。
And he pleased Paul.
然后为主忠心。
And to be loyal for God,
甚至为主受苦
even to the extent suffer for the Lord,
他也甘愿
and he was willing.
主要就是要得到最后的赏赐啦
and that is for the end, the reward.
我们今天讲这些道理
we talk about all these teachings tonight.
做我们互相的勉励
as a mutual encouragement.
让我们来跟提摩太来学习啦
just let us learn from Timothy.